H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have a heat advisory in effect for today with a high temperature up to about 97 and a heat index in the 105 to 110 range. That's dangerous. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in decent supply again this afternoon and this evening. Our low temperature tonight down to 77. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, high 95. The storms will be in more generous supply as we get towards Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as an approaching front interacts with tropical moisture from that future tropical storm Barry in the northern Gulf. Right now, it's just Invest 92L, but we're watching it. You can stay on top of the action with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The search continues for 26-year-old Kelsey Nicole Starling. She's been missing since a boat crash in the Rock Creek area of Smith Lake last Thursday night. Starling works at an elementary school in Birmingham and is originally from Troy. New technology is helping Autauga County 911 cut down on the time it takes to answer emergency calls. Officials say the Alabama Next Generation Emergency Network has helped cut their call time in half. The technology is being installed across the state. And a former Auburn University president has been approved to come back as its new interim president. Auburn trustees unanimously approved Jay Gouge to fill the position on an interim basis Monday. Gouge replaces Stephen Leith, who left in late June after about 2 years on the job. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter-depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
guys. Welcome back in the News of You, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. I got good news and I got bad news. I got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that News and Views is live today from 9 to noon. It's award-winning radio. It's highly, highly listened to, highly profitable, too. I hate to be the one to admit that, but our advertising is stellar here. You know why? They get good reaction. I got just this morning, just this very morning, I don't know, what is it, 5 a.m. or something? I got a note from one of our listeners who is doing business with one of our advertisers, and then I got a note from the advertiser right after that that said, hey, thank you for the listener referral. I mean, this is absolutely, He said, your sponsor, it was Spencer Mann over at Auburn House Wash. He said, we came to terms this morning. I'll let you know how it goes. Thanks. He said, I never thought any show in the world would cause me to skip the last hour of Rick and Bubba or the first hour of Rush. News and Views has done just that. Well, thank you, Mr. C there, listener who uses our advertiser. So that's the good news. The good news is we're live, we're here, everything's going to be great. The bad news is one David L. Mowry is out again today. He's fine. Don't worry about him being sick or ill or been under the weather or anything. He just, he's in a situation today where he once again can't come in, and that's fine. He will be back tomorrow. I've been given 100% assurance he will be back tomorrow. And tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, at Midtown Pizza Kitchen on Zelda, the Montgomery location, the Midtown Montgomery location on Zelda Road, there will be a News and Views get-together. If you want to signal your coming, there's a Facebook page dedicated. Then you can jump on there. Just search my name and you'll find it. But it says it's the five-year anniversary party for News and Views at MPK. There are 93 people now listed as going or interested. And we're going to have a big time over there tomorrow night. We encourage you to show up to events like this. We'll have some fun. It's only the third one we've ever had. We've been on the air 5 years. This is not something we do on a daily basis or a weekly basis or a monthly basis or even a yearly basis. This is a rare event. So if you miss this, you may not see another one for a year or two. That happens. Not that we're incognito. But you might not see another one for a while. So maybe we'll have a 7th year anniversary party or something. But the last one we had was, gosh, I think 16, 18 months ago. And the last one we had before that was almost 2 years prior to that, or right at 2 years prior to that. So this is not a normal thing. This is not something to say, well, I'll catch the next one. There may not be a next one for a couple years. So come out to this one. Wednesday night, Midtown Pizza Kitchen. We will be there. Jack Campbell has assured me he will be there. So if you have always wanted to meet Jack Campbell or just want to hug his neck and tell him you miss him and hope he's getting better and can't wait to hear him back on the radio, tomorrow night is your chance at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. We will be, I guess, posted up in the private dining room, but my guess is we're going to spill out into the main dining room and sort of take over the whole restaurant. I hope they're ready for that. There'll be a cash bar. We'll provide some appetizers, but there'll be a cash bar, and you can order dinner off the menu just like normal. Over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. So we look forward to seeing everybody. We're going to have a big, big, big time. There's a great audience. It's a great radio show. It's a great radio company. And we look forward to seeing everybody as soon as we can. All right. I have some huge, huge things to go through. I've got, let's see the order I want to do this in. Normally I put it in an order I want to do it in. But then today I shook it up a little bit, and then I grabbed the top story, and I don't know that I want to go that route anymore. I was going to open with this, a follow-up on my, well, I'll do that. Hell, I don't care. I got an Epstein follow-up. I got a little cap and gown. Maybe during the second or third hour we'll go cap and gown again. We did a little bit yesterday during the third hour. It's a really cool thing Donald Trump administration is doing. And maybe during the second or third hour, we'll go through it in detail. And I'm going to get a little cap and gown. We're going back to like 500 BC, and then we're going to take you through a lot of history and a lot of politics over the last 2,500 years or so at some point, because you have to have context to understand what the Donald's doing here. What we're going to talk about during the second or third hour, you got to have some context to it, because it's huge. It's massive. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a little bit. I want to follow up with a question I asked on Facebook over the weekend. I guess it was Sunday night, and it got a lot of play. And then I brought it up again yesterday, and then got a few phone calls about it. And I don't want to dedicate 3 hours to it, but I think I figured it out. Somebody emailed me an article today, and I think I figured it out. I asked the question on Facebook, why has the women's national team, the U.S. women's soccer national team, become sort of a political team? Why have so many liberals taken to this team, and why does it seem like conservatives are shunning this team, which I don't think they should do? Conservatives should support the women's national team. Conservatives support the men's national team. Liberals should support the men's national team. They should support the women's national team. There's some things that are bigger than politics, and anytime somebody has a jersey on that says USA, you ought to support that player or team or individual or event. You should. I mean, unless there's some compelling reason not to. And because one or more of them doesn't like the president is not a compelling reason not to like the team, not to root for the team. We want the USA to win. But I asked the question on Facebook, why has this become a political hot button issue? And a lot of people reference the pay gap. Apparently the men's national team makes 3 or 4 times as much per player as the women's national team, and it's fine, whatever. I think it's more of a demand issue. Men have leagues all over the world they can go play in. They can make tens of millions of dollars. Women don't have that opportunity. They can make a few a few hundred thousand dollars playing here in the United States. That's it. And so you don't have to pay them as much to entice them to join the national team. Unlike the men, you have to pay a lot of money to entice them to join the national team. So I didn't find that a very satisfactory answer. Someone emailed me a story late yesterday. And I think, or maybe early this morning. I saw it this morning, actually. I think I have figured out why it has become a political hot button issue. And it seems like everything in the United States comes down to this issue these days. And I don't understand it. I'll read the headline. This is from thestranger.com. Women's soccer is a very dykey sport. I don't know if you can say that on the radio. It says there's a couple differences between women's soccer and men's soccer. One, the women are good at it. Two, women's soccer is a hell of a lot gayer. Yesterday, content producer Alex Binley from ITV News published an article about why exactly so many lesbians excel at this sport. It's a good question. By Benley's account, there were at least 41 openly gay players or coaches during the Women's World Cup this year. The last Men's World Cup, in contrast, zero. So what gives? Now, this is why I think it becomes a political issue. Because of this next sentence. According to Benley, this is largely due to homophobia. She says that men's soccer, especially outside the U.S., is chock full of homophobes, as well as sexist and racist, who would not welcome openly gay male players in their sport. Binley spoke with a number of academics, gay soccer fans, and former players, and she writes, they all agreed the main factor is the stigma historically attached to homosexuality. And it goes on to say it's hard to argue with that. It's the truest thing that's ever been said. There's no doubt it's true. It's the most wonderful statement of all time. But then you get to this paragraph. It says, that said, the preponderance of lesbians in elite soccer or basketball or softball or various other sports is probably not only because women's sports are more inclusive than men's. If that were the case, you would expect 1 to 2% of female players to be gay, the same as any other population. At the World Cup, however, the rate of gay players and coaches was roughly 13%, 6 times higher than the world average. And that's probably not a coincidence. According to a 2005 study, homosexual males are more likely to have stereotypically female interests, and homosexual females are more likely to have stereotypical male interests, like sport. So why might this be? And it goes on to guess. And I'm telling you, that's probably why it is. It's not just male interest. Some of these broads on the U.S. women's team look like dudes. They're manly. That pink-haired chick? She looks like a middle-aged white meth addict male. Rapinoe, that's her name. Megan Rapinoe. I thought it was Rapinoe, which is a cooler name, by the way, than Rapinoe. She looks like a dude. That's why I think. You notice when these trannies play women's sports, they always dominate? Because they're dudes. And dudes are bigger, faster, stronger, and better than women on soccer. on average, especially at the elite level, and track and field and basketball and everything else. And that's the answer to this. Lesbians are more manly than non-lesbians, I would guess. I mean, isn't that the stereotype anyway? I don't know that that's true across the board, but it certainly seems like the stereotype. And it seems like the more manly you are, the better you are at sports like soccer. Likewise, the more feminine you are, the worse you are at sports like soccer. But I think this misunderstanding is what it's really about. I think it's about the lesbian component. I don't think it's about equal pay. I think that's a red herring. I think that's a cover. I think that's a smokescreen. I think it's about this lesbian component. And that's fine. Whatever. Be a lesbian. I don't care. Not my issue. Doesn't bother me. Be gay. Be lesbian. Be whatever you want. Not my issue. Doesn't bother me. What bothers me is being forced to act like women's soccer is some sort of political civil rights movement. That bothers me. That bothers me a hell of a lot more than who these women love or want to spend their life with or their time with. It bothers me that people expect me as a... I mean, I'm like the prototypical American male. I am 39 years old and white. I am boring. You don't get more boring than 39 and white. I got no diversity characteristics at all. I got a wife and 7 kids. I got no diversity points. I got no disabilities. I got no skin color. I've got no... I don't like dudes. I mean, I've got no disability, no diversity points. White male, middle class, 39. I'm middle-aged. I'm not even young or old. I can't even get points for that. You know, once you get like 70, you get extra points. You kind of like become a cute old man. I mean, I didn't have that. Or if you're too young, it's like, well, we should let him vote anyway. He's 16. Well, we should still let him vote. You get extra points for being young. 39, you're boring. And they're trying to make 39-year-old boring white guys care about women's soccer. Beyond the fact that they wear a shirt that says USA on it and beat teams that have shirts that say things like Russia and France and England and Uganda. You know, I'm all for beating those teams. They're not us. If you ain't us, you're them. If you're them, I want you to lose. But I think that's what this is about. I think it's about the gay component more than it is the equal pay. So I'm going to leave it at that. But I'm just telling you, when we solve a problem on this program, I'd like to let everybody know we solved the problem. Problem solved.
Walking back to Georgia, and I hope she will take me back. Nothing in my pockets. All I own is upon my back. But she's the girl who said she loved me on that hot, dusty Macon road. And if she still...
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A homemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter-depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. After 9 o'clock. I don't want to waste 2 hours here. I want to speed it up. H. Ross Perot dead at age 89. News breaking in the last moments, according to the Associated Press. He was old. He had Oscar Liggins disease, OLD. Ross Perot dead at 89. You know, he founded EDS, the Electronic Data Systems, which they sold for billions of dollars. After too much longer. Ross Perot, incidentally, was a little bit of a crackpot, but he was right about so much. We played clips, I don't know, a couple of 3 years ago on this program of Ross Perot in the debates back in, I guess, 1992. It would have been his first run when he derailed the presidential bid of Uber globalist George H.W. Bush in favor of Uber globalist Bill Clinton. Ross Perot was right on all that, on trade and everything else. Our country would be in better shape today if Ross Perot had won the 1992 presidential election. It wouldn't be perfect. We actually may not, because we might not have Donald Trump by now. We might not have Donald Trump by now. But H. Ross Perot, dead at 89, we can talk about him a little bit more. I'll try to dig out that clip I played. Dynamite clip on trade. Dynamite clip on the economics of American superiority and why turning America into a service economy is a huge mistake. The guy understood it. He got it. He saw it. That's why he didn't win. That's why he didn't win. But he would have been a fine president. Our number 272-9228, Randall.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Hey, you think that, because pretty much every country besides Saudi Arabia and Israel hating on us right now, you think there's enough influence globalists that they was wanting this turn out like this, but hoping it would be a bigger divide between America, but... You said the money wasn't there. You think they could have paid them players enough to not? I mean, how you get beat 15-0? You know what I mean? That soccer is always so close. I always wondered, and you throwing this out there, and how it's almost divided America. And how you think they saw that and paid the girls to?
No, I just think. Do you know how I talk about
Hollywood starlets and radio personalities like Katy Perry. And I'll give you an example. I was thinking about this while I was running the other day. When I run, I listen to a top 40 or top whatever, because it's peppy, it's upbeat, it keeps you going on Spotify. And a Carrie Underwood song came on. Now, I can't stand Carrie Underwood. I don't like her music. As a person, she's fine. She's funny. She's witty when she hosts these things. But I don't like her music. I don't like her stuff. I think she's got a nasally, whiny voice. I can't stand it. It's terrible. But everybody else seems to love it. I mean, she cleans up Grammys. She cleans up Country Music Awards. She cleans up. She's got all these endorsements, and she's beautiful, of course. And she just ran away with the American Idol and all that. But most people love her. She's just not my style, right? I like other people, but. I was thinking about it while I was running. I thought, where did this woman come from? She came from American Idol. She was essentially a nobody. But she's drop-dead gorgeous. She, apparently, most people think she has a great voice, and her music is well listened to. Do you know for every Katy Perry or Carrie Underwood or insert name of BB Alexa, an insert name of hot new artist here, there are 1,000 more women equally as attractive and just as talented with their voice that could do just as fine a job putting out hit records and make record companies millions of dollars? Why are they choosing those particular women?
Because they control them.
They're choosing those particular women because those women, for whatever reason, have demonstrated that they're willing to go along to get along. Either they have an agent who sat them down and had a come-to-Jesus meeting and said, now listen, you are going to have an opportunity to be a multi-millionaire, generational money. Your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids will never have to work again if they don't want to. You're going to make tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe more. But you have to play the game. The people who cut the checks, the people who decide if you're going to be on the radio, the people who decide if they're going to promote your next album, or the people that decide whether or not they're going to make fun of you on Saturday Night Live and turn you into a national butt of their joke and run your albums down to zero, those people want you to be a globalist, corporatist, leftist. And you have to abide by that because there's 1,000 other women. You know, the most powerful the most powerful thing I ever heard an employer do, he didn't do it to me, but I saw him do it to somebody else. I was working at a law firm, and he had gotten on to one of the younger lawyers. The older lawyer did. Got on to one of the younger lawyers. And he took out a stack of applications. He said, these are the people this month who have sent resumes to take your job. There's a huge stack. You get in line, or I'm going to pick one of these and replace you. And that's the that's the visual equivalent of what goes on in Hollywood and in the recording industry and everything else. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow is no more talented than any other woman who could have done her job. And there's 1,000 other women that could have done her job. But she's rich and famous because she was willing to go along to get along. She was willing to get along rather than get her way. Now, maybe she does innately lean left, but I doubt it. I doubt all these people innately lean that hard to the left. They just don't. But they play the game in order to get, oh, yeah, I'm going to open a charity dedicated to the environment. Oh, I'm going to open a charity dedicated to LGBTQ plus rights. I'm going to open a charity, and I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to tell people to vote for that Trump sucks, and I'm going to tell people to vote for whoever the Democrat is. Yeah, I'll do all that. Oh, well, we'll promote your next album. And that's the way the game is played. And these women soccer players know that. Their agents have told them, if you'll come out hard against Trump, news media will pick it up. Endorsements will go up. Everything's going to be better. If you'll come out hard as a leftist, the globalists and the corporatists will fall in love with you, and they'll promote you, and they'll push you into the national consciousness, and you'll become a household name. Name one person who is an outspoken conservative that was heretofore unheard of, who got pushed into the national consciousness as a national hero for speaking in favor of Trump. You can't name them. You can't find that person. And it goes back to what I was telling you not long ago, Randall. You give me all the money. You give me access to the media. You give me access to Hollywood and social media and radio and all that. I will have you convinced of anything. And they have access to all of it. And the perception they want to put out there is, nope. I mean, honestly, when you look at Trump's approval rating and they say it's 44%, you know what the most remarkable thing to me about that is? Or that he got 63 million votes. You know what the most remarkable thing about that to me is? You can't find anybody famous willing to come out and support the guy. Not one person. Because they will be cast off into oblivion. Same thing for these soccer players. Same thing for these soccer players. Somebody told them, some good agent, frankly, doing good agent stuff, because the agent wants to make more money. The more money the girls make, the more money the agent makes. Told them, you know how to play this, right? You're famous now. You know how to play this. You got to hate Trump. You got to come out. You got to be controversial. You got to strike it up. And that's what happened. That's what happened.
Guess who got that talk, I believe, what you're talking.
Who?
Mr. Barack Obama got that same talk.
Well, he was a CIA asset from before birth. I mean, he was a government asset from before birth.
Because the stuff he talks about before he got elected, you know what I mean? It's on the line, the border security, the sending babies back. If you come, we sending you back.
Yeah.
I mean, all this out there, and then he gets elected, and, brother, I guess he got his own library now, so he plays the game.
Yep, there you go.
All right, brother.
Appreciate it.
We'll see.
See you. 2729-228, David.
How you doing, Barrett?
Doing well, David. How are you? Getting ready for Silverstone this weekend.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it.
Always a good
race. I was watching this morning some videos of the top five happenings that in years past there. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, you're talking about with the women's soccer team. It's not just the women's soccer team. I mean, there are basically the lesbian culture has taken over college sports, women's sports. If you watch just about, you know, any soccer, women's soccer, softball, basketball, anything like that,
but you
on
know
the college
why.
Level,
you know why,
the vast
right?
majority of them are.
But you know why?
Why?
Because they have masculine characteristics.
Yeah.
And masculine people are better at sports than feminine people, generally speaking. I mean, there are exceptions to that, but generally speaking, that's the truth. You know, sports require an aggression. 90%+ of people in prisons are male. That's not a mistake. That's not an accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sports require a certain level of aggression. Sports require a certain killer instinct and a killer attitude. And those are traditional masculine traits. And the more masculine a person is, generally speaking, they'll excel at sports better than someone more feminine. It's just a fact.
Yeah. So the question is, were they always there but in the closet, or they just come out of the closet and suddenly began dominating in the
last 10 years? Well, listen, women's sports really hasn't existed for that long.
Yeah.
Most colleges didn't have women's sports in the 1960s. I mean,
until Title IX.
Right.
Yeah.
And so and then there was this period from when women's sports came online to when it was acceptable to be out of the closet. Now, you remember Billie Jean King in what, 81 or 82, was outed in a lawsuit.
Right.
And it hurt her career.
Yeah,
it hurt her career. Martina Navratilova hit it for a while, and when it finally came out, people looked different about her and looked down on her. That's shameful. We shouldn't judge people based on who they love and what type of people they want to be around. That's shameful. But it's a part of our history. So I think the answer to your question is, more masculine people have always dominated women's sports. More masculine women have always dominated women's sports, and more masculine women are as a whole, as a percentage across the board, more a higher percentage of them are lesbians than the more effeminate women.
Yeah.
You know, this idea of the lipstick lesbians, it was basically invented by Penthouse magazine. Doesn't exist. I mean, you know, there's a few here and there, but that's a figment of Larry Flint's imagination.
Switching gears, I saw this morning where Bill Clinton's camp put out a statement saying he only flew on with Epstein four times, and he had a Secret Service with him.
Yeah,
and I'm like, and what about the other 22 times?
Yeah, I think they're claiming each stop. This will be interesting. I did see that. I do have that story. Bill Clinton, his lawyer. I can't remember his lawyer's name, Uranus or something?
Yeah.
Uranios or something? Released a story. I released a statement on the Epstein arrest, and we'll get to that.
You're going to have a whole lot of powerful people distancing themselves.
Oh, I think Epstein will be killed.
This week.
I think Epstein will be killed. Very shortly.
I would be surprised if he makes it to prison.
Yeah, well, he's in custody.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to give him bail?
No, I think he's going to get the Jack Ruby treatment.
Do you?
Yeah. I think someone's going to walk up and shoot him or beat him to death.
Yeah.
And they'll disguise it as, well, you know how they are. Those child molesters don't last long in prison.
Yeah. I don't think a judge is going to give him, you know, any kind of bail. They'll probably revoke his passport, since he's got the ability to leave the country any second.
He's a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
Well, allegedly. Again, we don't even know that. Yeah. Oh, I got a great... Let me tell you. When we get back, I'm going to go through a... if I can find it. I'm going to go through a thread that somebody sent me last night that was probably the most brilliant take on the Epstein thing I've read so far, on how he got his money. Because remember yesterday I said that nobody really knows how he got his money?
Video gaming. He made a
gambling. Video poker. Another right. Video poker superstar. Unbelievable.
Exactly. He made billions in video poker.
Yeah, the other guy just made millions. Yeah, this guy made billions. Now, I'm going to go through a great scenario of how he may have made his money. How about that?
Okay.
If I can find it. All right, thanks, David.
Talk to you later.
See you. 272-9228 if you want to get in. My man Tom Latham over at Pioneer and Concrete Technologies. By all means, ladies and gentlemen, pick up the phone and call him if you have any concrete-related issues at all. 284-9292. 284-9292. Tom Latham, Pioneer and Concrete Technologies. Absolutely incredible. He is a guru of the concrete. A master of the hard stuff. He is really, really great. Decorative stamp doesn't matter, flat, brushed, foundations polished, concrete sidewalks. It doesn't matter. No matter what it appears. I mean, the guy can dig the piers that, you know, some places out in Pike Road. I think the whole neighborhood of the Waters is on piers, actually. And Tom Latham laid a lot of those piers. Give him a call, 284-9292. Check him out online, pennyearned.co, not .com, pennyearned.co. Or check him out on Facebook, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. It's 38 minutes after 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I'm going to try to find that thread I was talking to David about. It is really, really fascinating.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4healthypetsonline.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Interesting forecast for the next few days. First, a heat advisory today with a high around 97 and a heat index above the 105 danger range. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in rather decent supply like yesterday, mainly afternoon and evening. Tonight's low 77. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, high 95. Then things get interesting as we increase the rain chances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as a frontal system interacts with what will become a tropical storm in the northern Gulf of Mexico later this week. We're watching this situation carefully. carefully, and you can follow along on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
All right, I found it, David. I was afraid I wasn't going to find it. I looked and looked. I just found it while the music was rolling. Our number 272-9228, 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, my man Greg Wren over there is dynamite. He's very, very smart, very, very hardworking, very, very well-connected, and he understands the insurance business better than anybody I've ever seen. Greg Wren is remarkable, and what he has set out to do is found a new business called Cornerstone Managing General Agency that deals nearly exclusively with employee benefit plans. And so what you end up with is a company that when you call them and you're an employer or a HR professional or general manager and you say, I'm just curious, can you save me money on my health insurance plans for my employees? Or can you save them money? Or can you give us even more coverage for the same amount of money? You got a company who stands by and says, in all likelihood, yes. Let me just ask you a few questions. Boom, they work up a plan and away you go. And it's life-changing. Life-changing. Cornerstone MGA. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. CornerstoneMGA.com. 356-1502. 356-1502. CornerstoneMGA.com. All right, David. This is a really, really cool deal. This is not original to me. I'm reading this online. This is a thread to explain at least one theory of what the Epstein story really is. Jeffrey Epstein, of course, the international financier who's been arrested on or indicted on allegations of child sex abuse, dozens of cases, has some of the most powerful and famous people in the world in his little Rolodex, have flown on his plane, been to his houses, his parties, and everything else. Including former presidents, former prime ministers, people you see on TV all the time, princes, foreign princes. All right. So here is at least one theory that I particularly like. You ready? Takes a minute, so let me get through it. Let's take as our starting points two givens. One, you are a committed, unrepentant pedophile. Two, because your old job in private banking, you're very connected to lots of very, very wealthy people. So we'll also assume a goal. You want to become very, very rich. The obvious route is, well, obvious. You could be a pimp, offering underage prostitute services to very rich people. This has two problems. One, you're very disposable. Think of the DC madam. And it's also not super lucrative. You can't charge millions of dollars up front. The second level, though, follows instantly. You don't need to charge up front. Just get them to have sex with underage girls and then blackmail them afterwards for hush money. Better return on investment. But you're still a liability, and producing and receiving big bribe money raises big questions. So what do? Well, the second idea has some merits. First, you need to recruit people in. Have lots of massive parties at your spacious homes. Invite top academics, artists, politicians, and encourage people to come. And supply lots and lots of young women. You don't even have to do anything. And most people invited might be totally unaware of the real purpose of the parties. But sooner or later, some billionaire will get handsy with an underage girl. She'll escort him to a room with a hidden camera, and, well, things happen. Morning after, you strike. You inform him she was really 15. You offer him a nice, neat way to buy your silence, a large allocation to your hedge fund, which charges a 220. Ensure nobody else asks questions, and you also take the extraordinary step of demanding a power of attorney. The fund is offshore in a tax haven, and nobody will see the client list. Of course, you won't really know anything about investing, instead making up some nonsense about currency trading, and nobody on Wall Street has ever traded with you. The hedge fund itself doesn't need investment personnel, only some back office people to process the wires. You don't want
to money. You don't want money from non-pedophiles, or they'll notice you're just putting it in an S&P 500 fund, so you reject all incoming inquiries. A $20 million wire from billionaire X to you with no obvious reason raises many questions, particularly at the IRS, and they'll certainly want to know what you did to warrant it. A $5 million quarterly fee for managing $1 billion in assets? Nobody bats an eye. Because of this structure, you're extraordinarily secretive about your client lists. Because they aren't clients at all. They're pedophiles paying you bribes. And they're also very secretive, which is why no letters or return streams ever leak. Occasionally, you may also try this trick on other people. Important political figures, mayors, prosecutors. They don't invest in the fund, but it's nice to have them in your back pocket. Others, academics and artists, can be brought in with money as a smokescreen. And of course, the scam can be kept going as long as people are willing to pay, which is forever. If you're ever caught, just lean on some of your other friends in government to lean on the prosecutor to give you a sweetheart deal. There's almost zero risk. And the last piece of the puzzle? The evidence. You'd want it somewhere remote, but accessible. A place the U.S. can't touch, but you have an excuse to visit all of the time to update. Remember the offshore funds? I bet there's a very interesting safety deposit box there. That is probably the most cogent and clear explanation of what probably happened with Jeffrey Epstein and why people paid him billions of dollars when he never even really worked in the world of private banking. He had a job at Bear. It was providing tax structuring options to trades. Not private banking, but it's a subset of it. And it allowed him access to a lot of very, very rich people. But he doesn't have what you would call a traditional banking background, though. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. My man over at New Look Decorating, Brian Carr and Brett Lanham, these guys are absolute pros. If you ever want to match something perfectly, you just won't accept anything less than the best, then go to New Look Decorating. They're in the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it, right next to the Goo Goo Car Wash right there. So I think they even share a driveway. Turn in, zoop to the right. You'll be at New Look Decorating. Good people over at New Look Decorating, and great, great products. They Benjamin Moore paints, the highest quality paints you can get in the world. Some of those paints are made right here. A lot of them, really. It's the biggest factory made right here in the state of Alabama over in Pell City. It's a cool place. New Look Decorating. They keep your colors on file forever, so you never have to guess.
Now, what was the name of that paint we had on the ceiling, Marge?
I don't know, Gary. You don't have to guess. You just call Brian Carr or Brett Lanham, and they tell you. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, fresh and breezy. It's 49 minutes before. It's 49 minutes after 11 o'clock. After 9 o'clock, I cannot get the time right today. I got a surprise when we get back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at CaravitaVillage.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
About you, I think about love.
You know, Carolyn, we play the greatest bumper music ever. Carolyn just got here. That was my surprise. Surprised me. That's the first person I've looked at in 2 days on the radio.
I'm not going to brag on myself.
I'm not going to do it. I went right past the local stuff and went straight to the national stuff today. Hooters is making a second run at the Montgomery area. I expected to go about as well as the first run went. Hooters has, I don't know. I don't want to say it. Good luck to Hooters. Good luck to Hooters. I think it's an outdated concept, but whatever. Twin Peaks seems to have it better. Put the girls in underwear. Tight shirts and orange shorts. That worked in the 80s. That was scandalous then. It's not scandalous anymore. There's also, and I don't know about these other places. I've never eaten at a Panda Express. I've never eaten at Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. I've never eaten at Bad Daddy's Burger Bar. That sounds crazy. Actually, I do know someone who worked at a Bad Daddy's, though, in Colorado. But there is one. I saw this construction going up over in East Chase Parkway. There's the new shopping center called The Venue going up over there. And there's one store coming here that we don't have in Montgomery that will change my life. Those who know me know I'm not a big sandwich guy. I'll eat gourmet sandwiches like I do at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I'll get the Italian or the Gump. These are my kind of two go-to over there. But generally speaking, I don't go in and make like a ham sandwich. I'll eat a hamburger. But I will eat the hell out of a Jersey Mike's sub. I love Jersey Mike's sub. That bread, that soft, doughy Wonder Bread they use, and that it's so delicious, and the way they do their cold cuts, and they have fresh, crisp, cool veggies, and they just pile them high. And you can get a sub, like, as long as your arm, if you want it. It's amazing. So excited about Jersey Mike's coming. If you've never had the opportunity to eat at Jersey Mike's, do it. I was once driving to my sister's house, and I was looking for something to eat, and it was lunchish. And I think I just had one girl with me. I think I had Clara with me. I don't think I had any more kids with me that day. And I was hungry about LaGrange-ish, Georgia. She lives in Atlanta, or south of Atlanta. I get my GPS map out. Food, restaurants nearby. And there was a Jersey Mike's like 4 miles off the interstate. Normally, if it's more than 40 feet off the interstate, I don't go there when I'm traveling. The goal is like pit stop. I want an 8-second pit stop, right? Give me four tires and some Sunoco race fuel, and let's get back on the track, right? But when I saw there was a Jersey Mike's down there, I was like, that's it. I'm done. I'm turning off. And we were driving down this little two-lane road, and Claire was like, Daddy, where are we going? This isn't the way to Aunt Casey's house. Shut up, kid. I'm going to see her tomorrow. She's bringing her 8 or 9-year-old. How old would she be? Born in November of 09. What would that make her? She's 9? She's 8. She's somewhere in there. She's coming. She's 9? No, she's 9. She'll be 10 this year. She's coming to stay with us for a few days. So we got to make sure Jeffrey Epstein is safely locked away. Got too many young girls in my house. Got to make sure Jeffrey Epstein's completely locked away. But anyway, so that's coming. That's the local news. That's what you get for local news today, guys. Restaurants coming to Montgomery, one of which is an outdated, outmoded concept, and the other one, which is just a glorified Subway, basically. During the 10 o'clock hour, I may do this right at the beginning of the 10 o'clock hour. Donald Trump, his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is putting together something that is just fascinating to me. Just fascinating to me. And I want to spend some time on it. It's going to take some time. But I want to spend some good time on that. So let me go ahead and knock this last little local piece out before the 9 o'clock hour. Jim McClendon is a sometimes lousy, sometimes okay state senator from up in Springville, Alabama. He was asked recently whether there'll be a special session on prisons. You know, the federal court's coming down, going to destroy our prisons and all that. He was asked whether there'll be a special session on prisons or whether they'll wait and address them during the 2020 regular session, which should kick off around February. And here is McClendon's quote. That is going to be one expensive proposition. We have too many prisoners, too few correction officers, and totally dilapidated facilities. I've toured Donaldson Correctional Facility and, of course, St. Clair. It's a bad, bad place. If I go back, it's going to be in handcuffs, McClendon said. He said there's a padded room in Donaldson where they put prisoners who are on suicide watch for having threatened to kill themselves. And he said there's actually a waiting list to get in there because it's the only room that's air-conditioned. So prisoners report they're suicidal so they can be added to a waiting list in order to get to spend a day in air conditioning and out of the brutal Alabama summer heat. I said we had the feds on top of us for not providing health care they need, for not providing rehab. And it's going to be a complete overhaul. And this is the saddest thing I ever heard. He said the state is focused on football in the fall. And that they may not be able to have a special session. That's something. That's something. 10 o'clock, or right at 10 o'clock. Carolyn's here shagging your phone calls if you want to answer, if you want to call. During the 10 o'clock hour, I want to go through this deal Mike Pompeo, the current Secretary of State, is putting together. Absolutely fascinating. But first, I want to leave you with one of the most beautiful songs ever written.